Hello, hello everybody. Ooh, babies, when I tell you, I have had an eventful day. I had done a virtual show on this new app that I joined, lip syncing and twerking with other girls. Ooh, babies, when I tell you, I am tired as hell. But it's Tuesday. And what day is Tuesday? Tuesday's podcast day. Tuesdays are the days that Tea Time with Effie is every week for the past 10 weeks. Yes, baby. 10 weeks. This is episode 10. And we're still going strong. I'm so exceptionally grateful to everybody who has continued to support me throughout this time, whether it be on my podcast, whether it be on my TikToks, whether it be on Facebook, Instagram, wherever it might be, I want to say thank you to everybody for supporting me and showing me love. It does not go unnoticed. And speaking about support, that is what today's episode is about, baby. The truth behind real support. That's what I'm calling it today. And I'm speaking specifically about support that we receive from people on social media, in sports, and also in performing arts. Now, babies, before we get into this gig, let us start off this episode like we do every week. Whether you're laying on your bed, listening to me in your earphones, you might even be in your car having me on the stereo, or at the grocery store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. I really do appreciate it. Your support, your love. I appreciate it so much. And babies, you're probably thinking, Effie, why did you choose the topic around support this week? Let me tell you. The reason why is because y'all will know that For the longest time, but specifically for the past week or the past 2 weeks, America has been busy with their their voting for the new president, Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. And babies, when I tell you, my social media has been filled with all the updates. It has been on the news. It has been everywhere. And through people's support of Joe Biden, he won. He won. A Democrat is going to be the president of America again. And I'm so happy for him. And, you know, I live in South Africa, but I'd like to say congratulations to him. I was rooting for him. If I could vote, I would vote for him too. You know, our votes are supposed to be, what you call it, anonymous, but I let it know that I would have voted for Joe Biden because it was time for a change, honeys. Don't y'all think it was time for a change? It was definitely time for a change. That other man, he got to go. He just got to leave the White House and let somebody else take over so that country can find healing. You know what I'm saying? So that they can find healing in all endeavors. Not only Corona, the economy, everything. Again, everything. So let's dive right into this episode. So like I said, the truth behind real support. Now this is, as y'all know, this is not facts. This is not facts. This is simply my opinions. And we're going to try and do this episode not as long as we normally do the episodes, but yeah, let's dive in. So like I said, the first chapter we're going to be speaking on is social media, the support that we receive on social media. Now I have broken this chapter into three parts. Now what I've noticed, now this is on Facebook, Instagram, etc. There's a lot of people who follows you, or they send you a friend request, but then you will never hear from them again. They just like some people would say, take up space. They take up space in your friend, in your friends list or your follow list. And last night I was sitting on my bed and I was thinking about these people in particular. And I was thinking to myself, are y'all silent supporters? Are y'all just taking up space, as I said? Or what are y'all actually doing? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we look at the amount of likes and the amount of loves and reactions that we receive on social media, even tipping on TikTok and all the other apps that's out there, whether it be beans, diamonds, whatever it might be. People like me in particular, I like to share love. If I see a picture and I like it, I'm going to like it. Or I'm going to love it, or whatever the case may be. But some people just look at your posts and take up space, if y'all know what I'm saying. So now my question to y'all is that a silent supporter? Or is that somebody that is just taking up space? They view, but they don't like. They watch you, but they don't react. They want to see what you're doing, but are they supporting you? That's a question that I have. Are they silent supporters? Or is this just somebody who wants to see what you are doing? That's the question I want to leave y'all with today on social media. Because like I said, when on my social medias, if I like something, you will know that I like something on the social media. If I'm following you or if I'm not following you, if your picture or video or whatever comes up on my feed and you see a like from Effie Escandalo, you know that Effie really likes it. But some people just don't like things at all. But going back to the question, is that simply a silent supporter? Or is it somebody taking up space? Sometimes when I'm busy with this podcast, I think to myself, I wish that I could create a panel and just have people voting on a panel and letting me know so that we can get back to it the next week when I do the next podcast. Y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all know a few weeks back we had Auntie Licious and it was beautiful having a fresh perspective besides myself speaking about cheating. But I wish that I could interact with y'all more on this app. Y'all know what I'm saying? But enough about that. Let's go on to support with regards to sports. Babies! I don't know if y'all know. But if you look at some of these people out there supporting soccer and supporting rugby, they are ride or die supporters. You know what I'm saying? If you think of the supporters of Liverpool or Manchester United or the South African Springboks or whatever it might be, those supporters, if they could like every episode, I mean, every match that is played, every interview or whatever it might be, I best believe that they would do it. They would definitely do it because, like I say, ride or die supporters. You know that they are a supporter, either because they buy the merchandise, or they go to live shows, soccer, rugby, or whatever matches. Those fans, diehard supporters. Can I get an amen up here, babies? And then we go over to performing arts. Now, performing arts in particular, I'm talking about live shows in particular, or even podcasts, you know, podcasts, drag shows, pageantry, people sewing and making outfits for other people, makeup artists, and those types of things. You know, you get those people on your social media that... Now, these people are different to the silent supporters that I spoke about earlier on. You will get people on your social media and they will like everything about you, right? They like your profile picture. Baby, you post a status, they like it. They like everything. But when it comes to a live performance or something, they ain't never there. And you left scratching your head thinking to yourself, I thought you would be here because you're always liking my stuff. You know what I'm saying? What the hell's going on? Are you more comfortable sending love from afar? Or are you not comfortable going to live shows? You know, everybody has the different types of things that they like and what they particularly support. Like me specifically, when I think about music in particular, there's some artists like Ava Max. Y'all know I've been talking about Ava Max probably since episode one on this podcast. And I've been listening to her album on Spotify, but I want to buy the, you know, the hard copy. I want the CD for myself. But unfortunately, the CD store in South Africa ain't got it yet. But I'm waiting patiently for it. I also said I want to, you know, get Taylor Swift's Folklore album. I want to get Lady Gaga's Chromatica. Those are the three that's on my bucket list at this moment in time. Because that's the type of supporter I am. Like I said earlier on, you will know when I'm supporting you. I will retweet if it's on Twitter. I will like. I will share. I will do whatever. You will know whenever you like something. But then, of course, you get the silent supporters. And then you get the distant supporters. But I'm going to leave y'all with a question. Or a statement. Y'all might think that this episode was negative. But just because somebody doesn't show love or support you the way you want, doesn't mean they're not supporting you at all. Is that not important, babies? Sometimes, like I say, you get distant supporters, silent supporters, people who are loud supporters like me. But just because people show you love in different types of ways, doesn't mean that just because they don't support you the way you support them, doesn't mean that they are not supporting you at all. It's similar to the love languages. Everybody loves differently. Everybody supports differently. I just like to leave you all with that. Like I said, this week's episode is not going to be long at all. I have covered everything that I wanted to speak about. And once again, I just want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in to Tea Time, who has been tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. For the past 10 episodes, I really do appreciate it. It does not go unnoticed. I'm sending you all my love. And I can't wait to have y'all back here with me next week. Next week, we're going right back into the normal 30-minute episodes. Or we might even stick to the 15-minute episode mark. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But thank y'all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, maybe you're driving in your car and you got me on the stereo, or you might even be in the grocery or the liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.